Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, and from the United States we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara is living in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is A Mother's Pain.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." One of the hardest parts of my ministry as a chaplain was comforting a woman whose child had died. Whether it was the mother of an 18-year-old man who died in a car accident, or a mother whose child had miscarried, or the mother of a 50-year-old man who was stabbed to death, or a mother who carried her child for 24 weeks, through one challenge after another until he finally died. Each one grieved with a pain not felt by many others. It did not matter if the child was unborn or old. The pain was real and deep. I seldom knew the right thing to say. Actually, there really isn't anything to say. So I listened and hugged and just remain present for them. As I was reflecting on this reading, I wondered, what might it mean to me since I'm not a mother and never have been? Could I ever feel the pain of loss and suffering associated with the loss of a child? Was this pain restricted only to mothers? One afternoon, I had an opportunity to visit with one of our wise older sisters. She was describing her time as a formation director and how two of her novices had died very young. I could hear the pain in her voice and see the sadness in her face as she described them. After all this time, she still mourned the loss of these charges. Yes, I think we can feel the deep pain of loss of a child, even when that child is not our own. We can feel it when a student we went out of our way to nurture, or a new chaplain we encouraged and watched grow, or a young couple we advised and counseled, or a teen whom we reassured when they were questioning their gifts. Yes, we can feel deep pain when we fail or we lose them. We are often urged to reach out to Jesus in prayer when we are suffering, because we know that he suffered also and can understand our pain. I've certainly done this, and I imagine many of you have also. But I wonder if we might also not feel more comforted if we ask Mary to join us in our pain and sorrow, especially associated with loss. Simeon tells her that a sword will pierce her. She lost a child. He also knows our pain. Today, we pray the Stabat Mater in honor of Our Lady of Sorrows. And I will end with these verses that touch me, and I hope they touched you as well. Can the human heart refrain from partaking in Mary's pain, in that mother's pain untold? O sweet mother, font of love, touch our spirits from above. Make our hearts with you, with your accord. Make us feel as you have felt. Make our soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ, our Lord. Let us mingle tears with you, mourning him who mourned for us all the days that we might live. Dear Mother Mary, join your pain with ours whenever our loss of someone dear needs your comforting care. Amen.